CEMEX is a Mexican multinational company that manufactures and distributes building supplies in over 50 countries. A key CEMEX product is cement and ready-mix concrete. The company operates the CEMEX Lapis sand plant on a beach about 8 miles north of Monterrey. Despite the state closing all the other sand mines operating along the coast years ago, the CEMEX mine is different because of its specific location. The company maintains it has a long-held vested right to operate and that those operations are not the cause of beach erosion in the area. In March of 2016, the California Coastal Commission sent a cease and desist warning to CEMEX. And last month, the State Lands Commission ruled that although the mine is operating above the high tide line, it is using natural resources that are considered the public trust. Last week, the city of Marina, where the mine is located, made a move to start its own eviction process against the mine. David Schmaltz is a senior staff writer at the Monterey County Weekly, who has been closely covering this story for several years. He and I spoke about the CEMEX mine in May after the State Lands Commission's ruling. Since then, there have been more developments in the story, so I called Schmaltz again to talk about his latest reporting in a story published in the MC Weekly last week. I recorded our conversation on Friday, so the city meeting we talk about occurred on Tuesday, June 7th. Hi, David. So what's the latest on the CEMEX mine?
A couple things big have happened. I got my hands on a statement of defense from CEMEX through a Public Records Act request, and that is their formal response to the Coastal Commission's threat in March of 2016 to issue a cease and desist order. In the Coastal Commission's threat to issue that CDO, they enumerated many alleged Coastal Act violations and said, you know, they have to mitigate those impacts or stop doing what they're doing, you know, or potentially be shut down. So what happens then is whoever is allegedly violating the Coastal Act files this so-called statement of defense. So it was a lengthy document, 59 pages, and basically all that it spelled out over many, many pages was just saying, this is a vested right, this is a vested right, this is a vested right. It also sought to cast doubt on the scientific findings, which numerous studies have been done in the past 20 years, and they seem to be relying on a study from 1972. And the coast is a dynamic thing, and the nature of the local coastline has changed dramatically in, you know, the 40-plus years since then. So I was a little stunned that they were relying on, you know, 45-year-old science to defend their claim. So that was interesting. And then on Tuesday night, the Marina City Council voted unanimously to authorize their city attorney to explore legal options that would potentially declare the CEMEX mine a public nuisance. So this is a completely separate action from what the Coles Commission is doing. Totally different laws apply. And, you know, it was a big meeting. Lots of people were there. CEMEX had an attorney who came and tried to defend the operation and say, basically, you did not give us due process. In any case, my understanding from the city is that they are going to wait and see what happens with the Coles Commission and the State Lands Commission. Now, the Coles Commission is meeting, they're having their monthly meeting at CSU Monterey Bay's World Theater from July 12th to July 14th. And I've been told that on July 13th is the day that they are going to address the CEMEX issue. And everyone's just waiting to see how that's going to go down. And there are basically three options that are going to be presented. One is that they will potentially have reached a settlement by then. They have not reached one up until this point. Always an option is the Coles Commissioners could take no action and decide they don't want to get into this very contentious fight, or they could ultimately issue a cease and desist order. And, you know, what happens then is it's not totally clear, because when they issue a cease and desist order, you know, there are certain conditions that would be in that order, and those, it's impossible to know what those could be at this point. But what would likely happen if they were to do that is that CEMEX would go to court and, you know, seek an injunction against the CDO, and then the litigation would then begin.
Okay, got it. And let's back up a little bit. Why does CEMEX say that they have a vested right?
Because there has been some form of sand mining on that property since 1906, and the nature of the operation has evolved. And right now their current operation is this dredge pond that's been operating on its current location since the mid-1960s. So they argue that all this stuff was in place before the Coastal Act went into effect in the 70s. However, Coast Commission, I think, would argue that they didn't have proper permits at the time that the Coastal Act went into effect. In the Statement of Defense, the most recent county permit they include was from 1964, and it did not explicitly authorize current dredge pond.
Okay, got it. And how many people work at the Cemex mine now?
I've been told about 20. So that's been an argument that some people put out there. This is just going to kill jobs if we do this. And other people argue that, well, you know, the value of our beaches create a lot more jobs than just 20 people at the sand mine. So, you know, there's definitely two sides to that argument.
Okay, let's talk about that, because you said that a lot of people turned out for this week's meeting, so a lot of people are interested in it. And the main problem with this mine is that it's causing erosion. And tell me about the climate change aspect of that.
Yeah, I mean, the mine is causing, it's estimated up to around 4 feet of erosion a year. And so in the face of sea level rise, that's an even bigger problem. And basically how it works is the beach is just going to keep retreating landward, and waves are going to keep eroding. The dunes are get shorter. That's, you know, one of the ways in which the erosion is measured is the height of the dunes.
And there's a lot of property that is right on the coast there that could potentially be threatened. Is that correct?
That is correct. You get down further south into Monterey, and the beach has become incredibly narrow down there. I mean, if it loses any more, there's not going to be a beach in Monterey. And, you know, also in that area down by, you know, Fisherman's Wharf and whatnot, and during king tides, it can flood the streets. So there's a concern across the whole southern Monterey Bay about the impacts of this mine.
What is the science that is saying that there is beach erosion?
So there have been numerous studies. There was a study done by the U.S. Geological Survey. I believe it was published in 2006. It was an assessment of all the whole California coastline. And, you know, in that study, at that time, it showed that southern Monterey Bay had the highest coastal erosion in the state, and specifically around Marina. And Ed Thornton, who is a retired Naval Postgraduate School professor, coastal engineer, world-renowned in the field, has done numerous papers on this subject, as have other scientists. And the science is very plain. And I talked to, in reporting this last story, a guy named Rob Young, who is the director of the Program for Study of Developed Shorelines, which is the joint program between Western Carolina and Duke Universities. And I was basically just asking him, what do you think of the science? And do you think there's any credible reason to doubt it? And he said, no, absolutely not. It's definitely credible. And he said, if you're going to attack peer-reviewed scientific literature, you need to do it with peer-reviewed scientific literature. And CEMEX has not done that.
Okay, what is happening next in this? I take it it's the Coastal Commission meeting in July, is that correct?
July 13th, yeah. The Coastal Commission has chosen that day. And I don't know if there's ever been a Coastal Commission meeting at CSU Monterey Bay before. It's definitely one of those things where they're doing it on that day, in that place, for a specific reason. It's in Marina. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. It's going to be quite a day, I'm sure. There's going to be dozens and dozens of people there on this issue.
Thank you so much for speaking with me.
All right. Thank you, Greta. I appreciate it.